And I wondered what I was going to do. He had my room. Well, it turns out that the folks in the community center were able to divide the room into two pieces. I had about a third of the room, and the press conference for the oil spill was going on in the other two-thirds of the room. And 7 o'clock came around, and I started to give my talk. And much to my surprise, I had about 30 of the residents there. They would rather come see me than talk about the oil spill. Well, about halfway through the presentation, somebody came knocking on the door. He says, "Would you keep it quiet in there? We're trying to hear the governor speak." Anyway, we toned it down a little bit. The next day, I didn't have any trouble getting out of Valdez. There were far more airplanes than I've ever seen in Valdez Airport before arriving, and they were all leaving empty, so I was able to get on the next day and head back to Fairbanks. I have a lot of other stories to tell, but some of the ones earlier this morning prompted some very short takes. Taku Otaki's been mentioned a couple of times. And one story I want to relate about him was he was on a mission to Antarctica. Got to the Fairbanks International Airport, hopped on the plane. I guess he flew from here to L.A., to Honolulu, to Christchurch, to Auckland, to Christchurch, and got on the C-141, arrived at McMurdo, and couldn't find his luggage anywhere. Well, they started tracing it back through all of the different ports of calls he'd been at, finally back to the Fairbanks Airport, where they found his luggage at the check-in counter. He forgot to check it in. By the way, we heard a story this morning about the rain dance and Gene Westcott. I understand there was another group of people headed up on the elevator at the same time to do the same job, but someone got there first. Anyway, it was Larry Gedney. It was a person going up there. Another real brief one was the time that Pope John Paul and President Reagan were coming to Fairbanks. And in advance to their arrival, the whole town showed up with the CIA or presidential police or something, and they focused on the university campus, at least from my position. And they were working with the folks at the computer center, which was in the Bunnell building at the time. And I was confronted by one of the folks from the computer center with a printout of one of my files, asking me what all these coordinates were. Well, I had to explain that they were earthquake locations, not any secret sorts of sites or anything like that. Anyway, that's not the whole book, but finally I wanted to share one other little bit of memorabilia with you. I brought along today. It was a gift from a departing famous member of the faculty here at one time. Change hats here. And don't mind, I'll put my Superman suit on here. And be a reincarnation of a flying cagoo. Thank you very much.